is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To London, to Vicky Barker of CBS News, to help me understand not only the G7 meeting in Cornwall, but how the British public has presented this in the newspapers, the Telegraph, the Times, the Daily Mail, and the television, the BBC, and the competitors. How this is presented, a meeting of the G7, once upon a time, dominated the earth. I think 60 or 70% of the global GDP. But now the G7 is in decline, 40% of the world's GDP, but still exciting. Vicky, a very good day and good evening to you in London. First of all, is this celebrated as normalcy as it is here? Two leaders of men and their wives conferring on the seaside. Good evening.
Yes, I have to say, the mainstream British media, print and broadcast, you can almost hear the sigh of relief. And let's remember that this is bracketed by two clashing photo ops. There was no G7 family photo last year because everything went virtual because of the pandemic. So the last memory anybody is carrying of the images and imagery of the G7 is from 2019, when President Trump so famously relished playing his role of disruptor, actually stormed out of the summit without signing on to a final communique, which was a bit of a first. This time around, by the time Joe Biden, you know, strode up and elbow bumped Boris Johnson for that family photo with the other G7 leaders, the two of them had already had some bilaterals and done a fair bit of business together. And some of that business, indeed, John, it was about trying to chart a new Atlantic charter, a new blueprint for how the democracies, the wealthy liberal democracies of the world, counter rising undemocratic Russia and China.
The newlyweds. America is very familiar with the Bidens because of the reporting of these last weeks. But the newlyweds are Mr. and Mrs. Boris Johnson. There are several photographs that make the bride look spectacular. Spectacular. I hope that this continues to be that big smile on Boris Johnson's face. Or am I reading too much into one photograph, Vicky?
I think not. I think during their photo op yesterday, Joe Biden said something to Boris Johnson about how we have something in common. We've each of us married above our station, and that got a big laugh and agreement from Boris Johnson, who said, I'm going to agree with everything else you say from now on. Boris Johnson's personal life has, I think the phrase often used is colorful.
Yes, yes.
And this is wife number three. They nevertheless managed to marry in a Catholic ceremony, because although he was, I believe, baptized a Catholic, though confirmed an Anglican, his previous two weddings had not been in the Catholic Church. So therefore, and Carrie Van Simons, her Catholicism, her faith is very important to her. So they were able to have this top secret Catholic wedding, and let everybody know about it afterwards. It was quite a coup, actually.
The politics of this suit everything except for the puzzle about Brexit, which is always in the headlines. You don't have to look very far. There was the fishing war, and now there, I understand there's a threat about a sausage war in Northern Ireland. It's quite spectacular. Is that in any way dimming this G7 meeting, that Brexit seems to be permanently unsettled?
It is casting a shadow over the G7 summit, which Boris Johnson has been adroitly trying to run out from under. Joe Biden's aides made it clear on the flight over here that he, you know, with the Irish Catholic background and a strong interest in the Northern Ireland peace process, was very concerned about what Brexit was doing to stoke sectarian tensions in Northern Ireland. John, I don't know how much time you've got, because it's an incredibly complex.
No, go ahead, Vicky. Vicky, I love the geekiness, especially when sausage is the basis of the dispute. It's wonderful.
Well, indeed, because here's the thing. As soon as Brexit happened, this wasn't discussed an awful lot in the mainstream media anyway. I guess it was in Northern Ireland, but who was listening to them? When Brexit happened, suddenly Northern Ireland became the Britain's only land border with the EU. So how do you stop that border from becoming the porous hole through which smugglers can get all sorts of things in and out of the EU without paying tariffs or whatever? Well, everybody was on paper committed to keeping that border open, because keeping that border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic was a cornerstone of the Good Friday Peace Agreement. To do that, it meant imposing port checks, import checks at different ports between Britain and Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. Now, there was a transition period that has expired, after which certain foodstuffs were not going to be allowed to be imported into Northern Ireland because they don't meet EU health standards, because Northern Ireland is now in this funny kind of halfway house between following EU rules and remaining in post-Brexit Great Britain. And needless to say, many, many people are up in arms at the fact that they are going to be deprived of their sausage rolls. The EU leaders and negotiators are saying, well, sorry, this is what Britain negotiated. Boris Johnson himself negotiated this. So what's the fuss about? And Britain is saying, no, no, the EU is interpreting this protocol, it's called, falsely or too literally or too zealously. And this one is going to run and run.
The G7 meeting continues. However, at the same time, I'm speaking with Vicky Barker in London, who's experiencing something that has not arrived in America yet, to my knowledge, at least in the headlines. The Delta variant, used to be called AKA the India variant, the tragedy of the subcontinent with this transmissible hitting the young variant. And I see it in the headlines every day, Vicky, but I don't know. Has this changed the opinion of Londoners and people in Britain about going back outside as promised?
It hasn't changed people's opinion about going back outside, because outside is where you're safest. Socially distanced in the wide open air, you are fine. But what it has absolutely focused everybody's attention on is June 21st, because that was the day that almost all of the last of the COVID restrictions were supposed to lift. And now that date is under serious doubt. You know, we have just heard that the scientists have figured out that this Delta variant, first identified in India, is 60% more contagious than the previous variants, which doesn't sound like a lot, except that it is now responsible for 91% of all the new COVID cases in the UK, and in some areas, that is doubling every week. So at the moment, it appears that the vaccines do work against this variant. However, 100% of the population has yet to be vaccinated against COVID-19, and that's where the danger lies. This is the microscopic fly in the ointment of the British summer.
Yes, I agree with that, and also because the staycation talk from the cabinet about how people can't go to France, good heavens, Vicky, how will you know you're English if you can't go to France in the summertime? These are alarming details. Vicky, the G7 looks to be a success. I know it's not done, but is that a fair, with 15 seconds to go, is that a fair generalization, a success after a pandemic?
I think the chemistry is good. The pledges will be big. Whether they can be followed through is the question that dogs every single G7 summit.
Vicky Barker, CBS News, in the United Kingdom, hosting the G7 meeting post-pandemic, maybe. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.